104.3 MyFM.
Valentine in the morning.
Weekdays from 5 till 10.
104.3 MyFM. It's Valentine in the morning. We are starting up the show. Good morning, Jill. How are you today?
I'm good. You guys are going to be so proud of me. I went to the dentist. I'm terrified.
You went yesterday in that rain?
Yeah. I had the appointment. It was fine.
Oh my
She's
gosh.
Close to my house. So
oh, okay.
It is
good.
Indoors, right?
The dentist office?
Yeah.
It is.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
Yes. It's been outdoors previously, but no, it's inside. But I have to get a night guard.
Oh, you grind your teeth.
She says
welcome
I grind
to the club.
My teeth. Yeah.
Welcome to the club.
So I got to go back today to get fitted for a night guard.
Yeah, I've got one. There's nothing sexier.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Wait till you get your first CPAP machine.
Oh
you're on the road to life, girl.
I'm still a few years away from that.
Yeah.
But no cavities.
Oh, that's good.
No cavities, but I got to get a night guard.
Yeah, I had to get a night guard because I have veneers. I have fake teeth in the front. I used to play hockey. And I took a puck right to the face one time.
Ooh. I never heard this before.
It's not true.
Oh.
No, you're right. I just wanted to have a better smile. John, how are you, buddy?
Good. On my way to work this morning, when I was waking up leaving my house, there were two birds just sitting there on my table.
Inside the house?
Inside the house.
Trying to get out of the rain.
That's what I was thinking. So I was going to try and shoo them out, but then I was like, you know what? Like, my roommates will be up later. I might as well just let them chill there.
You left the birds in the house.
Yes, I left them in the house.
Big birds or little birds?
Oh, little guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're at Home Depot all the time. They fly around Home Depot like nobody's business.
Well, they shouldn't be in your house. How'd they get in?
I would like to think it's because our slider is partially open, just because we don't have a real dog door, so we let the dog in and out, and sometimes it stays open at night.
Okay.
So I'd like to think they flew in probably because of the rain.
Yeah.
And they're just in there. I feel like they got to
be
harmless.
What would you like to not think? Because you'd like to think they flew in an open door. What was the other option you'd like to not think?
Maybe they came in earlier and they've been stashed in our house for a while.
Got a little nest in the corner of the living room.
Living and
got
breeding in your
nest
house
somewhere.
Or something.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the Hitchcock movie Birds?
No.
It's great, dude. I mean, it's very dated, obviously, if you watch it.
Okay.
But it's terrifying. All these birds attack this little town and stuff. It's a black and white. You ever see it?
I didn't. It scared me so much. I had to sleep in my sister Sarah's room for like weeks. I was terrified of that.
Have you ever seen it, Jill?
No, I've never seen it.
It's old, black and white. It's dated, but it's actually done quite well. And all these birds just attack these townspeople, and it's terrifying. Once you see it, and then you see some birds, it's like, you know, seeing Jaws and then going to the beach. You're like, oh.
Yeah. Okay.
You just start looking at birds differently.
Yeah.
You should probably not watch it until the birds are out of your house.
I mean, I don't think these are going to be like...
But I think that's how it starts. Like, one little bird attacks somebody. Just, oh, it was just one bird, stray bird. Then this bird's in your house, and then look out.
Maybe these birds are testing me. And then they, like, tweet to their little bird friends that, oh, this guy, like, lets us in. He doesn't care. So then more birds sneak in. And then before I know it, there's 20 birds in my house stealing our food.
Hmm.
This was your idea.
Yeah. I don't know, but you're an interesting bird yourself, John, you know?
Yeah,
you are.
Sometimes.
104.3 MyFM, it's Valentine the morning. If you guys are going into work today, be careful with all that rain, all the flooding that we've had, and all the downed trees, everything else going on out there. Be very, very careful. Any great topics on the horizon today, Bri? Because, I mean, yesterday, how loud are your pants? Such a great topic.
I know. And listen, this is going to be a great show today.
People calling up, putting the phone between their legs to let you hear the sound of their pantalones rubbing together.
Officer Carl swishing his little pants together. I did have the thought yesterday, like, we've peaked. It's going to be downhill from that because
like career-wise?
That was the top of the mountain for me.
Yeah, we had a...
He called it the highlight of his career.
Yeah, he's had a very, very small, minimal career. We had a police officer on the air yesterday who literally took a phone and put it between his legs so we could hear his pant legs rubbing together.
Mm-hmm.
The contention was this: we all have loud pants out there, and we have a certain pair of pants that the legs rub together probably and make noise. Brian was alleging it was only for people with thicker thighs, and he got a lot of pushback on that. But then one young lady called up and stood up behind him and said, "Listen, I wear a skirt and I make noise. So sometimes if we have thicker thighs and they rub together, it can be a bit of a noise."
Mm-hmm.
And I've said on the air, I have some skin parts that don't have hair down there because they've rubbed off. It's friction. And it just doesn't grow there, you know?
Your thighs. Your thighs.
It just doesn't grow there anymore. Sad.
Dear goodness.
Wait, that happens. Like my calves don't have hair because I wear skinny pants and I just wear pants all the time that it rubs so much that you don't really grow hair after that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See?
Okay. I don't have that problem, so I can't really comment.
Congratulations.
But I'm glad you... Well, like, congratulations to you, because, you know, I have to shave my legs.
Yeah, but see, I don't shave my legs. So it's kind of like you'd rather have my problem and I'd rather have your problem.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The grass is always greener on the other side of the legs. All right. It's Valentine in the morning. Oh. Good morning to you. If you want to be part of this show, you can reach out 310-43-31043. That's our text line.
Valentine in the morning.
Valentine in the morning.
1043.
My FM.
90s to now.
The rain is going to be coming down this morning into this afternoon as well, so be careful out there with that. We do have tickets for the iHeart Radio Music Awards if you want to win something right now. And this is simple. You go to 1043myfm.com/contest. You enter right there. And let me be honest, a lot of people don't do it. We're always surprised that more people don't do this. It's one of the easiest ways. You're not struggling to get through. You're not saying a secret word. You're not jumping through hoops for us. It's 1043myfm.com/contest. My fam, it is Valentine in the morning. If you guys want to reach out and shout out 31043, big hello to Wooden Hat Ed today, Naked Juice Erica, Jess, what's Jess's nickname?
There's Mad Dog Jess and there's Hot Mess Jess.
This is two Jesses?
Correct.
How can you tell them apart when they call?
Honestly, I couldn't.
Yeah? Mad Dog Jess and Hot Mess Jess?
They do sound very similar.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm.
Who am I missing out there? Eric, Flat Tire Randy, I said Woodenhead Ed.
The super fan formerly known as Naked Juice Erica, yeah. Bear, Stony Bear. Dylan, Stony Felicia, R from Rancho, Pam the Dog Mom, the Tran Family, Jem, who is like a super, super fan. Mm-hmm.
Wow, good job, Brian.
Yeah, that's nice impressive.
We have 11 fans. If you ever text in and you want your own nickname, let us know what you want that to be, or we'll give you one. Then it shows up at our text line. When you text us on a regular basis, it'll just show up like, Mad Dog Jess says, Val's pants sound like this. You know, it just shows up at our screen. That's the text line, though, 310-43-31043, or you can call 866-544-MY-FM. 7 o'clock today, Ed Sheeran at SoFi Stadium. 8 o'clock, it's Pink at SoFi Stadium.
Oh. 90s to now,
1043
My FM.
1043 My FM, it is Valentine in the morning. Thank you for turning the show on today. We appreciate that. I hope you have survived the rain so far. It is a mess. There's a ton of flooding going on out there. A lot of trees have been downed overnight. As the sun comes up, we'll see more of the damage from the storm. It's an atmospheric river. I hate that term. Somebody texted it's been around since the 90s, but I just don't remember hearing it. I guess we've been in a drought. Good luck, by the way, to Governor Newsom or whatever politician. We keep politics out of our show because we don't believe in talking about that. But good luck to the next politician that goes, we're in a drought. Good luck. Just good luck. You know, there's so much rain. So much rain. And the ground is just full of water, too. So that's why there's so much flash flooding going on and stuff like that. Your garage doing okay?
Yeah.
Bri, how's your place?
I'm okay. I'm lucky.
You're renting too, right?
No, I own my townhouse.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're responsible if something happens?
Correct.
Ooh, hate that.
I know, right. And
that's
I know
not
nothing.
Fun.
When we moved in there, like there was all these things that I should have checked and I didn't. And
yeah, but you're doing okay?
I'm doing fine.
Thank God. You're on the second floor?
We have three floors, so that's how I'm doing. Jealous.
Wow. Papa Paul must have been helping out with that.
Just me. It's just Dad.
Wow, good for him. John, how's your house doing? Any leaks?
Yeah, a little leak in our kitchen, yeah. We had our dog trip over the other day, which is unfortunate, but just a baby leak. And we rent, so like our landlord's going to take care of it.
Oh, that's good. Okay. No tarps in the top of the house?
No.
There's so many tarps. It's like every house in Southern California right now is blue. There's blue tarps all over the houses. It's crazy out there. So hopefully you guys are doing okay. If you want to reach out, 31043, that's our text line, 31043.
Three things you need to know right now.
So when this rain does finally go away, I'm going to be a happy camper, honestly. And if somebody says drought, get them. The 11th atmospheric river. Can you believe we had 11 of these things? The 11th atmospheric river of the winter season is bringing heavy rain to SoCal. LA and Orange County will be getting moderate to heavy rain throughout the morning. Oh, I thought we're done.
You mean like as of right now? No, it's going to last all morning.
No.
It'll be done around 4:30 tonight or this afternoon.
What was I looking at? No. Oh, God, no. Moderate to heavy rain throughout the morning. Flood watch in effect for both areas. Biggest concern for people in San Bernardino Mountains who are still recovering from a series of storms that brought massive amounts of snowfall and left people trapped for over a week. Possible the rainfall will combine with existing snow and damage roofs as well. It is very, very bad out there. You may notice more items being locked up behind glass when you go to the store. That's because retailers are dealing with an increase in shoplifting. Stores like Target say retail theft has increased by nearly 50% over the past year. The items that are now being locked up in stores across SoCal include things like over-the-counter medications, cosmetics, laundry detergent, and even underwear.
Really?
Don't you steal my underwear. John Camucci got the sports.
So March Madness is underway. Things don't really start mattering for LA until tomorrow when UCLA plays, but there are some other reasons it might matter to you because March Madness, it's known for a few things, betting, and apparently it's the time of the year where men get the most vasectomies. More than 500,000 men get that procedure every year, but when doctors break down the numbers, aside from the holiday season, men get those procedures most during March Madness. I guess it's due to the number of games on. It gives you something to do while you recover.
Oh.
Maybe. A lot of guys stay home from work and stuff.
Huh. And you have plenty of games to watch, but apparently right. Now's the time.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're looking to get that done, John says now's the time. Congratulations. Seems like it's a slam dunk. All right, coming up, today's dumb game. Got a great prize, too. And if you want to play and guess the famous baby coming out... 866-544-MYFM. Jill identifies a baby that's now famous and describes that baby to you. I mean, I understand the words coming out of my mouth here, but it's weird.
It's a baby that was born sometime this week.
Okay. Sometime this week, and you're going to describe that baby coming out of the womb based on its famous factor.
Right. Yeah. Some clues to help you.
627. If you want to play in today's dumb game, call us 866-544-MYFM. Get a sweet message from John P to all of us. It reads, how's everyone's drive in this morning? Hell, John. Apparently, there's quite a bit of localized flooding in my house, John, which will lead to a rough time on the roads and the hallways. Our listeners are going through it and your employees. Be sure to lean on Nancy and remind listeners we have updates all morning long. Yeah, Nancy's going to be in charge of that traffic. She is totally on it. And watch out for stuff in the road, too. I almost hit a bunch of things in the road.
There was a lot of stuff on the road. I noticed, John, that, too. Yeah.
Like junk that just fell off of somebody's truck or something.
It seemed like trash, even. Yeah.
Right. There was a dresser on the 101 when I was coming in.
Wow.
Like a kid's dresser. Like two different sides.
Oh,
dresser.
No.
Three or four. It looked very nice. Hey, pull over and shove it to the old Prius and take that. But yeah, it was hellacious. I never went to sleep last night. I got some leaks at my house, some localized flooding at my place. So I was in the backyard with sump pumps all night. Mm. Two sump pumps and a third sump pump, which is the big daddy of sump pumps. And that sump pump failed. So I am ready for this rain to stop. I am ready for a drought. Give me a drought.
Well,
oh no, the good old days of a drought. Give me that parched earth. Give me the cracked mud. Give it to me. Give me the dried up lake beds. Oh, I crave it. Give me the dust bowls. I want them so bad. Anyway, we'll get you through today. It is 104.3 MyFM. We're going to play Jill's Dumb Game next. If you want to play and you want to have some fun and put a smile on your face right now, 866-544-MYFM. You call us. We're going to play a game together on the air.
Call Valentine in the morning.
866-544-MYFM.
I'm Nancy Rodriguez. That's your traffic on 104.3 MyFM.
Nancy, how'd you guys make out?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, we have a little, talking about just the house and everything.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Well, I have a little tiny leak. It turns out it's my window, so I'll be okay.
Okay. That is yours. Well,
How's your house? Is it
coming through the window or is it following like a 2x4 down the wall and then coming out the window?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm opening up walls at my house.
It's water, that's it.
Dude, oh my gosh, so much water at my house. I feel like I'm Noah. No. I'm building an ark, honestly. It's crazy. My mom's listening. She's going, you guys are all nuts out there. Well, your house doesn't leak, Mom. House is built in the 60s. Her house doesn't leak. She's a champ. She got a great house.
Nice.
In Connecticut. No leaks, no nothing.
That's great.
Apparently, they know how to build them back there. You know what I mean? They really do. All right. The weather today. Listen, it says more rain and gusty winds. I'm going to deny that.
Okay.
Just because I need something positive in my life. And I've looked at my forecast. So I'm on the Ventura LA County line. And I think I'm okay. And then here, I think there's going to be some more rain, but I don't think it's that bad.
It poured on my drive-in.
Mm. Did it really?
Poured.
I think that's it, though. But I could be totally wrong. I'm just going by the little gods of Cupertino in my Apple weather guide. And I paid $9 a year, guys, to get Doppler radar on my phone.
You have the Doppler radar on your house?
On my phone.
Wow.
Yeah, I paid the Weather Center people, or Weather Channel, I guess, $9 a year for that. So if you need something, I'm now your Doppler guy. Storm should be gone by 4:30, so says my meteorologist here at work, though. 58 in Rosemead, 56 Marina Del Rey. Jill's got the entertainment headlines coming up.
Yesterday, an actress posted a onesie with the words coming soon on it. I'll tell you who's pregnant coming up at 6:50.
Hi, Wendy. Good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
We're doing all right. How's your house? Are you floating or sinking or what's going on?
My house is floating. It's raining really hard.
It's crazy, right? And where are you at?
Yeah, it is. I'm in San Bernardino.
Oh, man.
I live right at the base of the mountain. So not only do I have rainfall, but I have snowmelt.
Oh, oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. It's so bad. And those people, that flood, that levee that broke and flooded all the homes and stuff up in Central California. Holy cow. Mm-hmm. It's really, really bad. I am honest to gosh, I said on the air a few seconds ago, I'm ready for a drought. Oh, my God. Do you remember the good old days?
The good old days of the drought? Yes.
Yeah. Water restrictions. Oh, my God. It was the best. Loved it. All right. Time for today's dumb game.
It's Famous Babies coming out. Wendy, I'm going to give you a clue of a celebrity that was born this week, and you have to identify the baby coming out. So, Wendy, imagine this famous baby coming out and knowing in his lifetime he will be in more than 160 films, have a career spanning 7 decades, and will be considered a British film icon.
A British film icon. Oh my gosh.
He's older.
He's older.
Gotta have a guess.
Elton John. I know it's not that.
Elton John. Is it Elton John? It's not?
It's not Elton John.
Darn. All right, Wendy, thank you. Listen, be safe, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Hey, Susan, good morning. How are you today?
Good.
All right.
All right, Susan, imagine this famous baby coming out crying in an English accent and knowing one day he's going to be good friends with Christian Bale's Batman.
And Batman. I thought I had it. Now I don't think I have it. This one threw me for a loop. Yeah. Any guesses?
No.
Oh. All right.
All right. Thanks, Susan.
Bye, Susan. Take care.
Bye.
Be safe, okay? Bye-bye.
Have an idea.
Zapier.
Hi, Zapier.
Zapier. All right.
Yes. Hello.
How are you? It's a beautiful name.
I'm good. Thank you. I'm good.
What type of name is Zapier?
It's an Armenian name. Is very it? Old.
Oh, okay.
Oh. It passed down from my grandma. Yeah.
Oh, Sugatam.
I'm sorry?
Me too. Because now I'm not sure if I said it right. Do you speak Farsi?
No, I don't speak Farsi. I don't speak Farsi. I speak Armenian.
Oh, do I speak Armenian?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
I don't
know what you're trying to say. I don't.
Well, I'm not going to say it again because obviously I got it wrong. So I'm going to move on from that.
Okay. All right, Zapier. Imagine this famous baby coming out, and one day we'll play a beauty pageant coach and transform Sandra Bullock.
Oh my gosh, what is his name? I can literally picture him with the blonde hair and the accent.
You have a guess?
You got to answer.
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Come on.
John something.
John Stamos.
Something. I have no idea. John something, that's my best guess.
Not it?
It's not.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, love you. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Never ending game.
I thought the Batman clue and the Sandra Bullock clue would give it away.
Definitely.
Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
All right,
you
Teresa.
Ready for this? Oh, sorry, Jill. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go right to it.
Imagine this famous baby coming out and knowing in 2023 he's going to be turning 90 years old.
Oh. Would it happen to be Sir Sean Connery?
Oh, it's not Sean Connery.
Oh, my God. That was my guess, too, because of James Bond and all that stuff.
Yes. What?
I was guessing Sean Connery, too.
I haven't said James Bond.
Didn't you say something about James Bond earlier?
No, I said Batman.
I swear to God, I thought you said something about James Bond earlier.
He's a British film icon.
Maybe that's what it was.
Huh.
That was probably it.
It's not Sean Connery.
Ah, she's making it up, Teresa. I think you and I had it. Bye, Teresa.
I thought so, too. Bye.
Love it. Sherry.
Yeah?
Welcome to the end of our show. 6:42. We've been playing this game now. If you've been listening since we started playing the game, you've been listening for 47 minutes. Here we go, Sherry. Here's your clue.
Sherry, imagine this famous baby coming out and one day playing Ebenezer Scrooge in The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Is it Michael Caine?
It is Michael Caine!
I'm Michael Caine.
You got it!
Hello.
You guessed the famous baby coming out. Congratulations, Sherry. You won a pair of tickets to see Macklemore at the Hollywood Palladium on October 18th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Great job.
Okay, thank you.
No, Sherry, thank you. Seriously, thank you for getting that. Appreciate it. People were texting and screaming Michael Caine as well on the text line.
Yeah.
Hang on, Sherry. We'll get you all set, okay?
He's turning 90 tomorrow.
90 wow. tomorrow?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Oh, here he is right now.
I'm Michael Caine.
Your guys' Michael Caine impressions are not great.
You have
great.
To say Michael Caine. Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. Hello, I'm Michael Caine. Hello, I'm Michael Caine.
I'm so sorry. He turned 90 yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I'm so sorry.
Well,
happy belated.
You don't know what you're talking about. I'm Michael Caine. I do the same thing.
I need you to stay. Kid Laroi, Justin Bieber, stay. Somebody texted in, hey Val, Sean Connery's Scottish. Yeah, but that's part of the UK. I don't know. I can't remember any clues at this point.
I said he was born crying in an English accent, and I said he was a British film icon.
Well, British film icon is what grabbed me, I think.
I love crying in an English accent.
That's trying to help with the clue.
Val's Michael Caine sounds like Mike Myers doing an impression of Dudley Moore. Oh, Dudley Moore. Dudley Moore, wow. Do you know who Dudley Moore was, guys?
I don't.
No.
You don't know Dudley Moore?
No.
The actor Dudley Moore? Mm-mm. Look him up. You'll know the face right away. Michael Caine sounds distinguished. You guys sound constipated. All right. This game is painful. All right. Well, it's over. So there you go. It ended. Usually it's not that long. People get them much quicker. It was a tough round today.
I thought it was going to be so easy.
Did you really?
I did.
What was the easy one you thought?
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
The Miss Congeniality, I thought for sure.
See, I remember that, but I wouldn't have remembered who the guy was that was fixing her up.
Mm.
Yeah, I didn't have that.
Friends with Christian Bale's Batman.
That's what did it for me.
He was Alfred in The Dark Knight.
I goof up my Batmans. There's too many Batmans.
Master Wayne!
Oh, that did it for me. Thank you.
Of course.
Now it's perfect. All right, so the rain is going to be a mess today still, according to the forecast. Hopefully a lot of it has passed. That's what I'm hoping, but a lot of the roads are kind of impassable in certain spots. So if you were staying home today, good for you. If your kids are going to school today, they're going to have a wet playground. Ain't no kid going out playing a wet playground.
No.
My pants are still wet from last night.
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in entertainment headlines.
We now know why Tom Cruise wasn't at the Academy Awards, and it has to do with an igloo. I'll tell you what he was doing right after traffic.
104.3 MyFM.
Entertainment headlines.
Lindsay Lohan is pregnant with her first child. She and her husband told TMZ, "We are very excited for our new family member to arrive, and we are looking forward to this next chapter of our lives." And they made the announcement on Instagram, and Lindsay posted a little onesie, and it said "coming soon" on it. It was very, very cute. And now we know why Tom Cruise wasn't at the Academy Awards. There are all these rumors going around that he wanted to avoid his ex-wife, Nicole Kidman, and there's all this drama around it. But no, he was filming the next Mission Impossible movie, and he was above the Arctic Circle within a few miles of the North Pole, and he was in an igloo and just filming.
What?
And the temperature never gets above zero in the daytime where he was at.
Oh, really?
He had
really?
To be
wow.
freezing. But that's why he wasn't there. He was filming. I'm Jill with your entertainment headlines.
I'm sure Tom Cruise is well taken care of. He probably has like people...
A heated igloo.
Just blowing hot air on him. Just they hire people just to sit next to him and go... Just breathe on me. I'm Tom Cruise. All right, the Battle of the Sexes coming up. You guys want to play 866-544-MYFM. Ed Sheeran, SoFi Stadium. 866-544-MYFM. It'll be nice and dry by the time he plays there. Call us now. My fam, it is Valentine in the morning. We've got the Battle of the Sexes coming up. I just saw a breaking news story, and it came from Instagram, which is kind of funny, right? This is posted 55 minutes ago. You guys know Ryan Reynolds, very funny actor, one of John's faves.
Man crush.
I'm right there with him, honestly. He's the owner of Wrexham, which is a football team over in the UK. And he also owns a phone company called Mint Mobile.
Right.
And I guess they use T-Mobile's towers and stuff. So it's just a phone service provider, whatever, Mint Mobile. Well, T-Mobile just decided to purchase Mint Mobile for how many billions?
$1.3 billion.
Wow. And Ryan Reynolds is the owner of that. $1.3 billion.
Whew.
Ryan Reynolds, nice job, Deadpool. He's going to go buy Liverpool now. He'll buy like some bigger soccer team. Holy cow. That is a massive, massive news story.
That's incredible.
And a nice guy too, Ryan Reynolds.
From what I hear, very nice.
Definitely.
Yeah. Wow. Is he married?
Blake Lively.
Oh, that goes. They have kids. It's going well, is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're so cute together.
For some reason, I was thinking I was moving in there. Okay. I don't know what my plan was. Is he married? I'm going to move in on him.
Los Angeles. 104.3 My FM.
104.3 My FM. It is Valentine in the morning. Set fire to the rain. What a great idea. Adele is on point, man. Set fire to that rain. They're saying, she is. She's on point with that. They're saying this rain we got from these atmospheric rivers and stuff, more rain than we got during El Nino. Do you remember El Nino?
Of course.
El Nino was crazy. They're saying this is more rain than El Nino.
Who's saying that?
It's Tommy, my next door neighbor.
Okay.
Tommy heard it from somebody. I don't know, right? He's a good guy. He used to produce movies. He knows what he's talking about. Steven Sanchez, Battle of Sexes, coming up next. Steven Sanchez, Till I Found You. It is 104.3 My FM. It's Valentine in the morning. Keep you abreast of all the traffic out there today. A lot of weird stuff on the road. John Camucci and I were talking on his drive in from OC, my drive in from VC, Ventura County. I'm just over the line.
Is that what they call it over there?
No, I just made that up. So on my drive in, I saw a ton of stuff on the road. John saw a bunch of stuff on the road as well.
Yeah, I had to move out of the way of some trash on the 5 freeway like 3 different times. It was super weird. I had to like pay extra attention.
It must have been like blowing off of trucks or out of car windows or who knows what. Mm-hmm. Well, probably not out of car window. Who had their window rolled down?
Who knows?
But stuff was blowing around out there. I saw a dresser, a bedroom dresser on the freeway on my drive-in. So be careful no matter what freeway you take to school or work, whatever you're on in SoCal. Be careful this morning. Later on this hour, do you own something that you think is cursed? Something you're convinced has brought you bad luck? 31043.
We put this on Facebook and Karen said, at work we used to have this picture of a lion that had some saying on it. Everyone that had it in their office ended up getting fired.
No.
We finally had to throw it away.
No.
Whew.
There was a person that worked at iHeartRadio for a number of years. And everybody that worked with her ended up losing their job.
Really?
Nothing to do with her. She was a great person, great talent. She's actually doing some really big stuff here in Los Angeles.
But she didn't fire these people.
No, she had nothing to do with it. But just if you worked with her, you ended up losing your job shortly after that. It was the weirdest thing. And this is over a number of years. You know who the person is, I'm sure.
I do.
Right. Yeah, I think you do.
Suspicious.
No, there's no suspicion to it. It's just a weird, it was a curse, I thought.
Mm.
You know? There's no ill intent by anybody or anything like that. Just people that worked with her just suddenly didn't work here anymore.
Huh.
Very interesting. I almost worked with her. Came close. But picked Jill first.
I broke the curse.
She broke the curse. She broke the curse. So text in 31043. It is a battle of the sexes. Reps in the man. His name is Eddie. He lives in L.A. He works as a lawyer, enjoys traveling. Eddie, what up, brother? How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Representing the ladies, her name is Julie. She's from Los Angeles. She works in property management and enjoys traveling and watching football. Let's hear it for Julie.
What's up, Julie?
Good morning.
Hey, Val, can I just tell you, Sean Connery is not having any more birthdays.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
That's right. Boy, you're doing a bit of a callback in something that happened in the 6 o'clock hour. You're right, Sean Connery's passed.
Kind of a morbid shout out, too. Thanks for that.
Sean Connery, I'm not having any more birthdays. I'm having my heavenly birthday, so you can ride that ship all the way to the sunshine. All right, here's how it works, Julie. I'm going to be asking you a series of questions. Eddie, Jill's going to be asking you questions. Best out of three wins, still tied into regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let us start with the ladies. What actor stars as Aquaman in the DCU?
Jason Momoa.
Can you take that?
Can I have that one more time?
Jason Momoa?
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Eddie, Melissa McCarthy will soon play what Disney villain on the big screen?
Oh, gosh. It's in the Little Mermaid.
You're right about the Little Mermaid.
I don't know this.
Ursula.
Ursula. Okay, sorry.
All right, current score is 1-0, ladies. Julie, quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo reportedly signed a 3-year deal with what NFL team this week?
The Raiders.
That is correct. Jimmy Garoppolo,
yeah,
hello.
Good boy.
Good looking guy, right?
Oh, yeah, that's so handsome.
That's exactly how you say it.
Yes. Good guy.
Eddie, what female singer has a Las Vegas residency called Let's Go?
You need this, buddy.
I know I do.
Come on. Las Vegas residency.
Miley Cyrus.
No. Miley Cyrus.
That's Shania Twain. So that means ladies win. Congratulations, you won a Battle of the Sexes championship certificate. Post it on social, use hashtag Valentine in the Morning, and share it with pride.
Awesome.
You've also won a pair of tickets to see Ed Sheeran at SoFi Stadium on September 23rd. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Good job.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you. Well, listen, my friend Eddie, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
Thank you all very much. I shout out to my three loves of my life, my wife and two daughters, and wish you all a safe and dry day.
Thank you. You too.
That's the sweetest thing anybody ever said to me. I'm hoping for a dry day as well. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
Three things you need to know right now.
Sorry, guys, we're slightly distracted. Our new employee, Laura, who's running all of our social stuff, she's the one that gets us to do all these weird dances. She's never had coffee with creamer.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a big thing.
I guess she was saying it's just straight up milk in Australia.
That's all they use in Australia, milk?
So creamer is interesting to her now. And normally I will pour her coffee, and I'm so sorry I didn't, Laura. That was my fault today.
Well, it's not your fault. You didn't have any milk.
Well, there's creamer over there.
This is so exciting. She's doing a Coffee Mate fat-free French vanilla. What a twist on today's show. Who knows where to go? All right, let's talk about what's happening out there. Across California, at least 90 flood watches and warnings are in effect. And in Northern and Central California, over 300,000 people are without power. That was a panic thing, too. The power blinked a couple times for me last night. Although some pumps I had going, I'm like, oh, I don't need none of that. Here in SoCal, flood watches are in effect for many areas. Yesterday, rainfall records were broken again in Santa Barbara, Camarillo, Oxnard, and downtown L.A. More records are possible today due to overnight rain that caused flooding on several roads and stranded some drivers in rising water as well. It's dangerous out there. Watch out for potholes. Those things have popped up, and people are popping tires left and right out there already this morning. We get a lot of people reporting it at 31043, our text line. So LAUSD schools could shut down if union workers go on strike. About 65,000 employees are planning the strike. According to Superintendent Alberto Carvalho, schools would have to close because the district wouldn't be able to ensure the safety of students. The workers that are planning to strike right now include bus drivers, custodians, cafeteria workers. They're all seeking better working conditions and a 30% wage increase. Seems like a lot, but I don't know what they're making. The unions are expected to announce the strike dates later on today. John Camucci has got the sports.
So a while back on the show, we talked about the new sport that was brought to television, power slapping, where people take turns slapping each other.
Yes.
Well, concussion experts have finally weighed in on the sport, and they say, quote, "It's one of the stupidest things you can do." Now, they say it's actually safer than boxing or mixed martial arts, because you're only taking 1 to 3 slaps per outing. In boxing, you can take hundreds, so that's definitely worse. But they say at least with boxing and martial arts, you're trying to avoid getting hit. Power slapping takes out everything interesting to watch, and you're just doing the brain damage part.
God, I went down a rabbit hole of watching that one day after John told us about it. I found it fascinating.
It's fascinating it really to is. Watch. It is.
Just to stand there. Could you just stand there and take a slap for another human being?
Right.
No way.
And they wind up and they get their slap ready and they just go for it. And they slap
so
you right
more.
In the
Big
face.
Big guys, too.
Right?
Big old guys.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do it. All right, 7:21. It's Valentine in the morning. Coming up, do you own something you think is cursed? Something you're convinced has brought you bad luck? This body. What is it for you? 31043. What do you own that you think might be cursed? Oh, man, I'm slow to get my headphones on today. It's 104.3 My Fam. It is Valentine in the morning. If you want to reach out, 31043 is our text line, 31043, or call 866-544-MYFM. Also, the LAUSD union strike that could happen also includes special education teacher assistants and general education teacher assistants, too. Okay, good to know. If there is a strike, I wouldn't cross the line. I'm a teacher with UTLA. This is not my union, but I would support them. Yeah, it's important for teachers to be paid what they're worth. I just don't know enough about what salaries are nowadays and stuff like that. But I also think it's important to pay the people that support the teachers what they're worth, too. Mm. Because without them, your job's not getting done.
Right.
You know, we do a radio show. There's a ton of people in the back office. Without John Peek and Raph and Sabrina and all these other people, our job's not getting done. So people should be paid what their worth is. 7:25. It is Valentine in the morning. Do you have an item in your life that is cursed? I said my body, but I moved on from that. 866-544-MYFM. Brian, what about you? Anything in your life that's cursed?
No, I kind of don't subscribe to any of that, to be honest.
You don't believe in that stuff?
Not a single thing. No
superstitions. You believe in luck?
Not really.
No? Okay.
I believe in that stuff, and I can't think of anything I have that's cursed. No items.
Me.
There's a big curse in my family.
Okay, John.
And it's a little bit dark, but when my dad passed as a kid, I remember as a kid, I used to ask my mom, can I have the wedding ring someday? And she said, absolutely not. And I was like, okay, that's kind of selfish.
So, your dad's wedding ring?
The wedding ring. So then I asked her, why not? So apparently before my dad, the family member that wore it got in a motorcycle accident and passed at a young age. Okay. And then the family member before him got in a car accident at a young age and passed okay. in his first few years of marriage.
And they all had this ring?
And they all wore the same exact wedding ring.
And then your dad had the ring?
Uh-huh.
And then How old were you when your dad passed?
Like 4 or 5.
Oh my God, you were so young.
So then my mom locked that away in a safe. Yeah. And now she's like, no one's ever touching it now. Like that thing is gone. We're not taking any chances.
Do you even keep it at this point? Or if it's caused that much grief in life. So your dad passed, somebody before him passed, and somebody before him passed. They all had that ring. Who is your original owner of their wedding ring?
I don't know. I don't really know. She has told, I don't even think she knows
that
well.
Like, does it go back like many, many generations?
I don't know if it's that far. I mean, she said it was a car accident, so it had to be the last 100 years. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, good call.
But
a Model A.
I don't know much about him. I don't know if he was how close he was in the family, but they just didn't think anything of the wedding ring until this third time. And she's like, I don't really believe in superstition stuff.
But third time like that, I don't know.
Hey, man, exactly.
I believe somewhat in that stuff. I've got a ring too that I just don't wear. I'm alive, didn't kill me, but it brings me bad luck, it seemed like. And it was weird because it was a ring I designed and my family coat of arms on there and everything.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, it was a clotter ring, but they took out the heart and replaced it with a crest of my family coat of arms.
So then what happened for you to decide it was bad luck?
Just, I don't know. Sally Wandicott said no. I don't know.
Sally Wandicott?
There was just very moments in my life where things just weren't going my way. And you start to look for reasons.
Yeah.
And then you go, well, it must be bad luck. And what is it? Maybe it's this ring.
Dude, I got a pair of underwear like that too.
Do you really? A pair of bad luck underwear?
I stopped wearing them.
I gotta find out where that ring is. That might be causing all my leaks at my house.
Oh,
it's not the rain, it's that ring.
It could be.
Throw it in the ocean. Right. You should take that ring back to Italy too when you go to Italy.
Yeah.
You know, get rid of it. The month of February, bad luck for me.
Yeah.
My dad died in February.
Really?
Yeah. Listen to this, John. I think you've heard it, but you might have missed it. So my father passed away in the month of February. His brother passed away in the month of February. His mother passed away in the month of February.
That's right.
His father passed away in the month of February. And that's a short month, too. What are the odds?
Yeah.
That's a lot of family members to go in that specific
month. Well, his entire family, his entire core family died in the same month. Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
I haven't either.
You were the first one.
Never.
So every time February comes around, I'm always like,
thank goodness it's March.
You look twice when you're crossing the street, stop at all the red lights. Yeah.
Right? Do you have an item in your life that's cursed, or perhaps a month? 866-544-MYFM. Text in 31043.
Text Valentine in the morning.
31043.
Something just happened in the studio.
That was wild.
Laura's having a heart attack over there.
I have chills.
We're talking about things that bring you bad luck. I talked about how like my entire family died in the month of February and stuff.
I heard that.
I have this Irish mug. Is that my dad talking to me? Because my dad is born and raised in Ireland, right?
Wow.
My mom, born and raised in Ireland. An Irish mug full of coffee. My elbow hit it. And it went to the ground and shattered in pieces, and the coffee went everywhere.
No. Shattered.
Just now.
Shattered. Just now. Wow. Seconds ago.
As we're talking about
Brian Burton's cleaning up. You don't have to. That's my job, Brian. It's not your job to clean it up. It didn't get John Peek's listening. Didn't get anywhere near the equipment. Okay, that's the lucky part. My pants are wet, though, again.
Well, I'm not going to clean.
Can you dry my pants? I know. It was a beautiful mug, and it's gone. Just like that.
Wow.
I know.
Spooky, man.
And it's all over the place.
I know. The weather today, more rain, gusty winds. Mugs are falling off of radio station consoles. 57 Monterey Park, 56 Marina Del Rey. This doesn't happen to Ryan Seacrest. Somebody holds his mug or something.
Right
now have a little sip. I'll bring it to your lips and you can have a little sip. It'd be totally fine. All right, just got the entertainment headlines on the way.
So tickets are hard to come by when it comes to Beyonce. So now her friends are making personal calls to make sure they're there. I'll tell you who did just that coming up at 7:50.
Hi, Marissa. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm like, what's wrong with the phones? What is going on? Marissa, what's your bad luck story? What do you think is cursed?
So I think the stairs are cursed at my house. When we first bought the house, we were moving in. The day we got the keys, my friend tumbled down the stairs and basically broke.
No. Are they okay? Is there a time difference?
Are you
calling from like the across the ocean or something?
No, I don't know, the delay is weird, but...
It's a really long delay. All right, so your friend fell down the stairs. I'm sorry to hear that. So your stairs are cursed.
So my stairs are cursed. She fell down, dislocated her elbow.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Her knee.
Oh, man.
So they called 911. They had to like take her up enough to get the house and... had to scoop her away. My dog has fallen down the stairs.
No!
Somebody has tripped up the stairs and, like, dented the wall.
Oh, my gosh.
So I eventually had to get some sage and had a little sage ceremony.
Sure,
stairs and get some holy water.
Yeah, good.
That's what I'm going to do, too. I hear you in that one. Okay, thank you. Thanks for calling, Marissa.
You're welcome.
Hi, Ivana. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, morning.
So, what do you think is cursed?
My relationship.
No, your relationships. Man. Come on, that can't be true.
I mean, I've come to you with relationship things before, but this is, like, legit. So, like, four times, the next person that I date, they find their one, and they find the one that they're going to marry. At a certain point, I even, like, put on my dating profile, if you want to find the one you're going to marry, date me, because the next one you find
is sad.
The one.
So you're always the one before the one.
Yeah,
you're a good luck Chuck.
Thanks.
That was the Dane Cook movie where that's exactly
right.
What happens.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Right.
Everyone that dates him finds the one right after.
How did I not know that?
Great. Oh, no, good movie.
Dane Cook, Good Luck Chuck. Seems like a cinematic endeavor. So you still looking then?
Very much so.
Yeah, that's tough.
I was the one before the one for a couple different guys in my life. And let me tell you, don't lose hope. Because it may seem like, oh gosh, this is never going to end. I'm constantly going to be stuck in this loop.
But look at you now.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy.
Oh, thank you. It'll happen to you too. I did find though, and I know people say this, and at first I would roll my eyes, people would say it, but it really was true in my case. Once I came to a place where I was truly happy with myself and the person I am and like being strong and just being like almost in love with the person I was. He came into my life completely unexpectedly.
That's right. You had a very good friend that would tell you that repeatedly on a daily basis.
No, you were the friend that would tell me, once you stop looking, then he's going to come.
Oh, that advice.
I like this impression, though.
Is that what I sound like? Is that my voice? Is that how I sound to you?
No. Once you start looking, then he's going to pop up. It's like a whack-a-mole. If you look away, it pops right up.
What am I, Urkel?
I don't know what that voice was.
You're going to find your guy. Don't worry. He's coming your way.
I broke my mug, my Irish mug.
Sorry, man.
Niall Horan loved that mug when he came in. It's gone. The asteroid's coming. Text us right now, 31043. 104.3 My Fam, it is Valentine in the morning. Bear says, your mug's not cursed. You just gave it the people's elbow. Try to have a wonderful day. Much love from the bear. Valentine, you didn't sound like Urkel. You sounded like SpongeBob.
Oh.
I have a cursed Godzilla keychain from Japan. Okay. You got any texts over there, Joe?
I do. Alfred texted in. We want to know, do you own something that you think is cursed? He said, my work van, 8 accidents, 3 hit and runs, a forklift on the road, 2 unlicensed and uninsured,
oh my gosh,
2 while parked. Yes, this van has 1 life left to live.
Oh, man.
Another text said, it's not an item, but Thursdays are cursed for me. Every Thursday, something goes wrong at work or at home. This text says, I have an engagement ring I've used on 3 women. They all said no.
Aww. Oh, no.
Then he said, it's not me, it's the ring.
It's not me. It's got to be the ring. Why they say no.
Another text, we had a fish tank where the fish always died. It turns out my 5-year-old was feeding them Kool-Aid powder.
Oh, my God.
And then this last text says, my remote control never works.
Oh, well, that sounds like it might be cursed. Okay. 866-544-MYFM, text in 31043. Keeping an eye on the weather for you today. More rain expected in the LA area today. That could be problematic as well. I think a lot of the really bad stuff is gone, but you don't know. This rain is really weird. Mm-hmm. They'll tell you like it's not going to rain, then it does. They tell you it's going to rain, then it doesn't. It's back and forth sometimes, and it changes the amount of rain that comes down too. I know this just because I'm not a smarty pants or anything. I paid $9 and I got the Doppler radar for the year. So, yellow,
you know your stuff,
is bad news. Light green, not bad.
Oh.
You see yellow, that's a bad fellow.
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in entertainment headlines.
Two friends and former co-stars are moving in together for an unscripted show for Apple TV Plus. I'll tell you who the two guys are right after traffic.
104.3 MyFM.
Entertainment headlines.
Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson are friends and former co-stars. They last starred together in the first season of True Detective on HBO. Now they're getting together for this unscripted show for Apple TV Plus. It's going to be a half-hour comedy series. And all we know so far is that Woody Harrelson is going to move in with Matthew McConaughey and his family on this Texas ranch. And their families are going to live together. It's a 10-episode series. But they're saying that it's a heartfelt, odd couple love story revolving around Woody and Matt's, quote, strange and beautiful bond. So I feel like this would be something I would definitely want to watch. And Megan Thee Stallion.
I'm a savage. Yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet.
She said in a recent interview that she got tickets to Beyonce's tour when it comes to town. And at first she was saying that she wasn't going to tell us where she got the tickets from. But then she said, you guys are going to hate on me. But she called Beyonce herself. She said, please, let me get a ticket. So she's like, she's just like us, normal people, using our connections to try and get something. But she called Beyonce herself and said, okay, when you're in town, I got to be there too.
Yeah, that's everybody strong. Wants to be there. That's a W-Riz right there.
She's like us, but has Beyonce's number in her phone.
Yeah.
How cool
just
is
like
that?
Us.
He's the Riz.
Did you hear him, John?
I did. I just flew past it.
I guess it's cooler if we don't.
Oh, yeah, you're
stop
right. You're right.
Yeah. What are you guys talking about?
We don't point
about
it out. It's just, it's point normal. Out. Nothing,
exactly.
Nothing. I'm Jill, their entertainment headline.
I'm just so hip. Is that what you're trying to say?
So hip.
With the W Riz that John taught us yesterday. It's going through my head like, am I right? I'm not even sure I was right with that. Destiny, what do you own that is cursed?
I don't own anything with it anymore because I realize it is 100% a curse, but it's anything with owls on it.
Okay. So owls just do not interact well with your life. If you have something with an owl on it, it brings you bad luck.
All the bad luck.
Who would have seen something like this coming? You know what I mean?
I was wondering how you're going to work that in. Seamless.
Yeah, that was seamless, John.
It was. I liked that one.
You know what's funny? We had an owl at our house the other night, and it landed on the chimney. Drove my dog flipping mad. It was hooting on top of the chimney, and it just echoed down the chimney.
Oh.
Like, hoo-hoo.
Your dog felt the bad vibes.
People like owls, though.
But I didn't know this. So during the pandemic, we had an owl right outside my window in a tree that would hoo and howl all night. And when we talked about it on the show, we got so many texts that said owls are considered bad luck.
I always thought an owl was good luck. That's what I got to get rid of, that owl.
It could be.
One myth says bad luck will befall anyone who hears an owl hoot 3 times.
It's like Candyman of the bird world.
Yeah, in many cultures, owls are seen as bad luck or omens of death and are feared or avoided, sometimes killed because of it. Oh my gosh.
Yikes.
I thought owls were nice. I do too. They're so cute. Look at the one in Harry Potter. All right, Destiny, sorry to hear that.
That's okay.
Thanks for calling in, though. Have a great day. Are you doing well with the rain?
We are. And also, I just wanted to say my son loves you guys, so he says hello.
Who?
My son?
Oh, okay.
Here's your daily dose of happy news on Valentine in the Morning.
My wife and I, we went to Carrie Underwood at Crypto Arena.
How were her legs?
It was a great show. She puts on an awesome show. But the highlight for me, She does Welcome to the Jungle. She does a cover of that song.
Right.
You know, Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, was so cool. Guess who came on stage and sang it with her?
Axl Rose.
Axl Rose.
Was so it a hard fun. Guess for us? Yeah. Hey, John, did you miss what Jill asked you? Did you not hear her?
No.
How were Carrie's legs?
Oh, she was showing them off all night long.
She has, honestly, she has the best legs in the history of the world.
Yeah, yeah. She was wearing, a lot of the night, wearing Daisy Dukes with her cowboy boots because it's her denim and rhinestones tour, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it. Yep. It's got great legs.
She was looking fine, so.
Is your wife in the car?
Yes.
You seem so like she was looking fine. So, you know. Fine. You know, not as hot as my wife. My wife's got better legs.
Yes.
Glad you guys had a great time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Thanks, John. What's your wife's name?
Shirley.
Thank you, Shirley.
You're welcome.
104.3 MyFam, it's Valentine the morning. No, I thought you looked great in that photo.
Thank
I wanted to tell you.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
What did you say after it?
Agreed.
He agreed.
No, oh, not sorry. You. You.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a photo of Jill and her sister because Britt had a birthday the day and she sent him birthday cake. And we all ate way too much of that birthday cake. Oh, here you go, Brad Albert.
Val complimented the photo and I said, thank you. And then I said, so what are you saying? You don't look good other days? But yikes. She's totally joking.
She's just joking.
Always joking, Jill. 866-544-MYFM right now for the Battle of the Sexes. Up for grabs, Pink at SoFi Stadium. How cool is that? They guarantee it will not be wet in there when you get there. So Pink, SoFi Stadium will be blowing right through. Because it has a roof, right?
Yes, it does.
Well, it did leak. That roof was leaking pretty hard when I was there for the college national championship game.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that, well, it's just crazy rain, though. That was a monsoon of rain when that happened. That was like one of our first atmospheric rivers.
And it's also open just on the sides. On the sides. It can blow in
from
the
side. So it blows in on the sides, too, but it's a great venue.
Right.
You can see Pink there, SoFi Stadium, 866-544-MYFM. Call us right now.
KPIG, Los Angeles.
Hi, fam. It is Valentine in the morning. Before we get to the Battle of the Sexes, I'll remind you, later on this hour, we'll be talking about something called an imagination ship.
We talked about this yesterday. An imagination ship describes that romantic connection that's at least 50% made up. Maybe you just met someone at the grocery store. Maybe you just matched with them on a dating app.
50% made up? I wonder if that's just like entirely your side.
Basically, yeah. It's entirely your side that's made up. You just met someone, but then you're already imagining what it's like to meet their parents. And you're already giving them qualities about what you think they're about and what
Have
their values are. I think maybe in my early dating stages, like right when I got to college, but it's very toxic. And then you catch yourself getting more hurt because of it, because then you assume all these things and then it never ends up.
And none of it's real. You're getting hurting over something that's not real, right?
Right. Yeah. It never goes the way it does in your head.
Years ago at my sister's bachelorette party, I was on Hinge. And Bumble and Tinder, searching through San Diego where we were at. And I matched with a pilot and we started talking.
Okay.
And already in my mind, we have not even met.
Maybe
just a couple messages back and forth, but in my mind, I was his travel companion. I had the little jump seat or whatever that belonged to me.
That's right, the jump seat. Look at that.
He was flying
You're doing
me
a
everywhere.
High performance climb.
I was
thinking like, okay, I can do the show from whatever city we're in, you know, wherever he flies me that week. Oh, I had it all planned out.
How are we going to respond to that, by the way? I'm going to do the show from whatever city I'm in, guys. Hope you enjoy being in
pilot.
The studio. I'm dating a pilot. So what happened with the guy? Never met him?
Never met. We maybe messaged that day and then a little bit that next morning. No date, nothing. But in my mind, we were jet setters.
By the way, that pilot went on to become The Bachelor.
Pete the pilot?
Pete the pilot.
No way.
That's who it was. She didn't want to say that because she's mad that I'm saying this now.
But it was not true.
It is true. You know it's true. Don't deny it. I know. I can see it in your face. She's trying to deny it.
What?
It was not Pete the pilot. It was Pete.
It was not pilot.
Double P. Pete the pilot.
Hey, don't be ashamed.
It's not John.
It was John. It was. She's just a little embarrassed right now. I can see it in her face.
Are you kidding me? I would be shouting that from the rooftop.
He's a good looking
guy. Here it is now. Pete the pilot was that guy years ago.
It was not.
He was flying for a local regional airline at the time. Before he got the big wings, so to speak.
Oh, hey. Goodness.
All right. So anyway, text in 31043. Have you ever been in an imagination ship? Pete the pilot. It is the battle of the sexes. Representing the men. His name is Michael. He lives in LA. He works in HR. Enjoys playing volleyball. What up, Michael?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing good.
Representing the ladies. Her name is Barbara. She's from Oxnard. She works as an office manager and enjoys hanging out with her family. Let's hear it for Barbara.
Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
Thank you.
What was that?
Whoa.
Is this the Barbara?
You got some words for Jill, huh?
No. This isn't the Barbara because I know that the Barbara does not live in Oxnard.
She might have moved. How do you know?
I know
how do you know
lives.
Where the you know where Barbara lives?
I sure do.
Wait,
there's
really?
A Barbara, it's not you, right? There's a Barbara that has contentious conversations with Jill on the text line.
She doesn't care for me.
No, this is not that one.
Thank you, Barbara.
Well, she also didn't say I care for you or anything. She just goes, no, I'm not that Barbara.
Yeah, she's not the one that doesn't care for me.
No, this isn't. I don't text with yeah. I'm not mean to her.
Okay, it's been cleared up. Here's how it works, Barbara. I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and Michael Jill's going to be asking you questions. Best out of three wins, still tied. Then in regulation, we go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let us start with the Barbara in question. Which Spider-Man actor was mentioned in Jimmy Kimmel's open monologue at the Oscars this week?
Andrew Garfield?
Barbara, check you out. Nice.
Michael, what actress played Gwen Stacy in The Amazing Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield?
Emma Stone.
Yes, that's right.
Best Spider-Man, what do you think? You're the guy.
I'm a big Tom Holland guy. Can't stray me off that course.
All right. Current score, 1-1. What state was and is the home of the original Starbucks?
Seattle. Washington.
Correct. Did you guys see where like the original Tommy's Burger in San Diego is shutting down or something like that?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Michael, in the first few seasons, Seattle Grace was the name of the hospital in what TV show?
Oh, that's so easy. One of my favorite shows, Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
What season are they on?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Not banter, just a curious question there. All right, current score is 2-2. What film won the Oscar for Best Picture at this year's Academy Awards?
Oh, geez, the whole that long name.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
And
yeah,
Michael,
that one.
Hilary Swank receives messages and gifts from her late husband in what 2007 movie?
Oh man.
That's P.S. I love you.
That means we go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Holler out your name if you know the answer. Your name will be your buzzer. Wait until Brian Burton finishes asking the question before you buzz in.
What was the most awkward moment of your life?
Michael.
Michael.
When my husband proposed to me in front of 900 people.
900 people?
Oh,
yeah. Where were you guys?
We were at a volleyball tournament, actually, and it was, I don't like attention. I'm not that person. I don't like that kind of thing. So for me, it was really like awkward, embarrassing. I just, yeah.
Was he on a microphone? Did he get a microphone and do it on the mic?
On stage in front of everyone. It was, it was very sweet, but
yeah.
I just not that person. So it was just kind of awkward
right.
for me.
Were you sitting there like in your volleyball outfit and everything, the shorts and all that stuff?
No, it was at a banquet. So it was after the tournament was done.
Oh, okay. So you're dressed to the nines probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you say?
Well, I said, yeah.
Okay. Battle of Sexes Championship Certificate. It's yours. Congratulations. Michael, you posted on social. Use the hashtag Valentine the Morning Share That with Pride. And you're going to go see Pink. SoFi Stadium.
I'm so excited. Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pink at SoFi October 5th. They're on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, but you're all set. So nice job. Listen, Barbara, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
Congratulations and enjoy the concert. Thank you. Not much else.
Not much else? What else do you need to say? That's it.
Three things you need to know right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hi to number 11. That's right, number 11. That's what we just had, the 11th atmospheric river of the winter season, bringing heavy rain to Southern California. LA and Orange County still getting moderate to heavy rain and a flood watch in effect for parts of both areas. Orange County declaring a local state of emergency because part of a hillside has collapsed in Newport Beach. Several homes are at risk. That's very scary stuff. Meanwhile, in the Pomona area, about 30 vehicles got flat tires and other damage after driving over large potholes on the 71. And who pays for that? The person who drove over the pothole, probably, right? It shouldn't be us. The state should pick up the tab for that. Because it was their road.
Amen!
My FM. So you might notice more items being locked up behind glass when you go to the store. That's because retailers are dealing with an increase in shoplifting. Stores like Target say retail theft has increased by nearly 50% over the past year. The items that are now being locked up in stores across Southern California include things like over-the-counter medications, cosmetics, laundry detergent, even underwear. Why don't we do this? Instead of locking up stuff behind all those cabinets and stuff like that, lock the store doors.
I don't think that...
How would we get in?
When you get in, security goes, okay, you can go in. But to get out, you've got to show your receipt and your bag.
That works really well at Walmart.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah, but they're using the smiley face guy. It's like, hey, how are you? Yeah, happy to be here and stuff. You got to have somebody intimidating like me. Step away from the bag. John, can we just get the sports?
So fans of the Angels, Clippers, Kings, Ducks, they've all been worried that they wouldn't be able to watch games the same way this year. The parent company that owns most of the channels that host those games, Sinclair's Diamond Sports Group, you may know it better as Bally Sports, well, they filed for bankruptcy. So the company's looking to restructure more than $8 billion in debt. This was expected, but not to worry. They said they're going to continue to program all of those games during all of these bankruptcy proceedings.
Okay, coming up, have you ever been inside an imagination ship? Which is when you're fantasizing about your future with someone that you are not in a relationship with. It's not just purely fantasy. You know the person, you met the person, whatever. And you're like, oh gosh, the two of us together. We could do that. We'd vacation in Europe. Oh my gosh. We'd kiss beneath the Eiffel Tower and have some hot chocolate at that famous hot chocolate place. Ooh, it'd be fantastic.
Oh, Angelina, what is it? Angelina's or something?
Hey,
like that?
What are you doing in my fantasy?
Sorry.
Wow.
Let me see myself out.
Yeah, get out of here, lady. Text in right now, 31043. Have you ever been in an imagination ship? Somebody on our show was in an imagination ship with Pilot Pete.
But that is still not
from
true.
From The Bachelor. Very close to being true.
No. Things haven't been quite the same.
Talking. 104.3 MyFam. It is Valentine in the morning. That is Harry Styles. Late night talking. Yes?
Nothing.
Well, I heard it again. There's a giggle. Your mic's on. I know.
I love the way you say Harry.
It does things to people. The way you say Harry Styles.
It's a bit of a tingle, isn't it?
It sure is.
It's a bit of a tingle. Harry Styles. Harry Styles. John's been working on it.
No. No, I haven't.
You haven't? I thought you were. No?
No chance. You can't compete with that.
No, I think you've got something special, John. No, I think you do.
I appreciate that.
All right. So right now, 31043, have you ever been in a imagination ship?
We are getting a lot of texts about celebrities, but I feel like an imagination ship is kind of a little bit different. It's with someone that you've actually met or you've
like
matched
there's
with
a chance, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of celebrities coming in. Like with me, match with this guy. He was a pilot. Mm-hmm. I'm imagining all of the travels we're going to have together, all the vacations, all the wonderful destinations.
You wanted to be his jumpsuit partner?
And we never met. We never went on one date. But in my mind, we had this whole travel plan planned out.
You and him in that cockpit of life just flying through the air?
Yeah. So romantic.
Yeah. And that was?
It was not Pilot Pete. It wasn't.
Somebody's protesting an awful lot here,
well,
right,
yeah,
guys?
Yeah, because you keep saying, making
so 866-544-MYFAM, text in 31043.
Text Valentine in the morning.
31043. I'm Nancy Rodriguez. That's your traffic on 104.3 MYFM.
Nancy's husband saying nice things about her in a radio industry magazine.
What is this? You're just
yesterday,
telling us now?
Yes.
I missed this entirely.
He had an interview with a magazine called All Access.
Oh, yeah.
And they were asking him 10 questions and stuff. And he said some nice things about his wife, Nancy Rodriguez. He goes, you can hear her every morning on 104.3 MyFM Valentine in the morning.
Oh, how nice.
So yes, cool. He shouted us out. Yes.
Which is so nice. He told everyone to listen to Nancy on our show.
That is so sweet.
And the guy works for Power.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, he said, don't really? Listen to Power or K-Day. He said, listen to 104.3 MyFM. What a guy.
You can catch. Yeah.
Shouts out to my husband. Love him.
Very nice guy. I love that. It was a very good article. Tell him I loved it.
Okay, I'll let him know. Thank you, Val.
Okay. The weather today, rain, gusty winds, flood watch in place till 2 today. Temps 50s, low 60s. Storm should be gone by 4:30. 56 Pasadena, 59 in Torrance. Do you hear how nervous she got when I go, and he told everyone to listen to this station, not the one he works at. She's like, Jill has got the entertainment headlines coming up.
So this is crazy. According to a new survey, more than half of American adults say they are a fan of this one particular artist. I'll tell you who she is at 8:50.
More than half of us. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Imagination Ships. Jill's been in one. John said early on he might have been one.
I'm sure.
Brian, you ever been inside an imagination ship?
I mean, this is going back a ways, but I had a coworker that, I kind of just fantasized about. Oh. And then, when she got a boyfriend, I was devastated, but then I realized, I never had anything with her, so.
Yeah, we do that to ourselves.
I suppose when I was younger, I'm much younger though, I always thought like Kelly Hoyt had something for me.
I'm sure she did.
Fifth grade.
Oh.
Then Sherry Civitello.
Oh, yeah. She was into you.
Sixth grade.
Ah.
Liz Quintus, I always thought,
Of course. You stunned.
Eighth grade.
Okay, we're getting some texts. This one says, my name is Haley. I put myself in imagination ships with almost everyone I talk to. I'm currently in one with someone who I just started talking to yesterday, and I've already planned our wedding in my head.
And they just started talking yesterday?
Yesterday.
That's an imagination ship.
And then this text said, since I've moved to LA 4 months ago and started listening to Valentine in the Morning, I've been in an imagination ship with John Camucci.
Oh, I knew it was him. Yeah, I knew it was him.
Oi, give me some Camucci smoochie.
I want to know what those imaginations look like. Dates at Chili's and me going to bed at 8.
But a Camucci smoochie.
Hey.
Is that a thing? Should we do like a thing where you kiss John Camucci for charity or something?
Oh, they tried doing that with me and no.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't.
No, we couldn't with you because you said no, but he hasn't said no yet.
A kissing booth?
It
John?
Feels weird.
For charity?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Okay, if it gets us money.
That's a Camucci smoochie.
Yeah, it's a Camucci smoochie. It doesn't have to be like a big thing.
The stomach bug going around and everything.
Oh, my God. Kathleen, thank you for holding. Have you ever been in a imagination ship?
I went to a New Year's thing and this guy and I were staring at each other from across the room, and I wasn't sure if it was me at first, but then I noticed that he was looking at me also, and so I kind of imagined that we had a relationship from that day on. That was on New Year's Eve, and it was actually like a dance party. We were dancing all night, and it was a AA function, and the funny thing to the story is that on Saturday night, I found him again.
Stop it. Oh. Wait a minute. Hold on. So you had this imagination ship for how long?
Well, January 1st. It was a New Year's thing.
Okay. So there you are. It's an AA function. All this time later, months later, you bump into your lover.
So then, I found him Saturday night at a AA meeting. And so we actually introduced ourselves to each other.
Uh-huh.
Did he remember you from the function?
Well, hold on. Everybody introduces themselves at the meeting.
It was really funny because we both looked at each other and smiled. And then I said, I forgot your name, And
but everybody says it when the meeting's... All right, that joke's getting old. All right, so you forgot his name.
Yeah, so I said, I forgot his name. And he was like, oh, yeah. And he introduced himself and I introduced myself.
So where are you guys at right now?
I'm actually driving with work. I'm on speakerphone, but I'm actually working.
No, I meant where are you at with him?
Oh, well, that was the sad thing. I mean, it was good because we found each other.
Yeah.
But the meeting had a break and he ended up leaving. So.
Oh, dang it.
To be determined. To be determined.
I like that attitude. That's good. I was going to go wah, 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 but you're like, no. To be determined.
No, I have faith I'm going to see him again.
Oh, yeah. The slow build sometimes makes it that much more exciting.
Exactly. Because I never thought I'd see him again after New Year's, and here we are.
Good for you, Kathleen. I hope it works out for you.
Thank you. Oh, can I be on the Christmas card list?
Absolutely.
Yay. Thank you.
How long have you been sober, Kathleen?
So it'll be 6 months on Saturday.
Congratulations.
That's great.
Thank you.
Good for you. Keep it up day by day.
All right. One day at a time.
All right. Thanks, Kathleen. 104.3 MyFam. It is Valentine in the morning. It is 8:47. It's March 15th. Hey, St. Patrick's Day is Friday.
Yes.
And what do you guys do for St. Patrick's Day?
We sit back and relax because you take over.
Oh, the Irish jokes?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it this year. I do it every year. It's trite. It's predictable.
Oh.
So I'd like to do the show, if it's okay with you, and we can talk to John Peake about this. Instead of doing my typical, oh, I'm going to go in the air and tell some Irish jokes and all that stuff, and I wear my kilt, and I play my Irish tin whistle, and I sing Oh Danny Boy. I've done it for so many years. Guys, I do it all the time. It's overplayed. It's played out. Nobody wants it.
It's tradition.
No, it's not. Okay, some tradition is played out, and it's no good.
Let's hear the new idea.
The new idea, I do the show in Gaelic, the Irish language. I do it like that.
You know, the jokes are sounding really good.
Pog Mahon.
Hold no? my horn?
What? What did you say to me? No, we'll do some jokes. If you got some good ones, we need some new ones, by the way. You can text in 31043 for Friday. We always do Irish jokes on the air. All right, Imagination Ships, 866-544-MYFM.
104.3 MYFM.
Here's what's coming up
in entertainment headlines.
People went crazy when these two celebrities presented together at the Oscars and everybody wanted something to happen with the two of them, whether that's a movie, a relationship, whatever. Turns out they are going to be in a film together. I'll tell you who it is coming up after traffic.
God, why do guys and girls love you so much? Everybody wants you. I think if we have at least one date, he'll be on that imagination ship with me.
Okay.
The SSS Kamuchi.
Oh, okay, okay.
104.3 MyFM.
Entertainment headlines.
More than half of American adults say they are a fan of Taylor Swift. A new survey found that 53% of Americans over the age of 18 called themselves Taylor fans, with 16% admitting to be avid fans. And according to all the research, Taylor Swift's fan base is largely made up of millennials, and 11% Gen Z, 23% boomers. And Academy Award nominees Florence Pugh and Andrew Garfield, right before headlines, I asked if you could please not do any pews.
Oh, I thought you said two pew.
No.
Oh, my bad.
I said I'm going to kindly request no pew pews when I say Florence Pugh.
I thought you were meant like heads up, get your pews ready.
That's what I heard.
You know how much I hate the pews.
I do.
So why would I say get them ready?
I didn't do any pews out of deference.
Thank you
to
so
you.
Much.
But why do you hate the pews?
It's distracting.
But if you know it's coming,
no.
How can it be distracting?
It's distracting in my segment. And I'm trying to.
Oh,
report.
You think it's disrespectful?
Yeah, that's a good word.
Okay.
That's a very good word.
So I can see maybe that argument being made. I don't think it is. We don't mean it to be disrespectful, so we won't do it.
Thank
but
you.
I want to firmly say on behalf of myself and the two 12-year-old boys next to me.
You didn't do it this time.
Well, I didn't, but I've done it in the past.
Yes.
So you can't just go, oh, I didn't do it this time. I've said pew, 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 pew many times in the past.
Oh, see, you just
so does that count as a pew?
Them. Yeah.
No, that was, no. He I does. Wanted to try. No, I'm trying to tell you if it's disrespectful, I apologize for it. We won't do it in the future.
Thank you.
I understand how you think it might be disrespectful for the segment, but long story short, we did mean no disrespect.
Never.
We just like saying pew, pew.
It's just fun.
It's fun.
That's
okay.
Another one.
All right. Yeah. So no, Academy Award nominees Florence Pugh and Andrew Garfield, they presented together at the Oscars, and you guys were visibly in pain by not being able to do it.
Hey, listen, just move on.
It's like sliding me a red button and saying, don't press the red button.
Okay.
People are doing it in their cars right
no,
now.
No, they're not.
It.
No, they're not. So fans were so excited when they presented together, and then there were photos backstage, and everybody was loving the fact that Florence and Andrew Garfield were together the night of the Oscars. Now we're finding out they're actually in negotiations to star in a movie together called We Live in Time. And we don't know much about the plot. It's being kept under wraps. But all we know is it's being described as a funny, deeply moving, and immersive love story. So I love these two, and I would love to see them together. I'm Jill with your entertainment headlines.
Okay, it's 8:57. It is Valentine in the morning. 866-544-MYFM. 866-544-6936. By the way, the weather out there, frightful today. It's going to be bad out there. Be very, very careful. Obviously, that rain's going to be coming down still this afternoon. A lot of potholes out there, too. Mm-hmm. I was driving into work. I was telling John today, I saw a dresser on the 101 freeway. How crazy is that?
That is crazy.
I mean, if it falls off my truck, I'm not picking it up in the rain. So I get it.
Yeah. But I mean, it was just dangerous. There's stuff all over the place out there. So you really, really have to be careful. But if you want to reach out, text in the show 31043 or call 866-544-MYFM. Let me pick up some calls. Good morning, MyFM. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Macy.
What's going on? What can we do for you?
Nothing. I just want to let you guys know that I love it when you guys do the pew-pews.
Oh my God, this is coming out of nowhere.
It's hilarious.
Thank you. Jill's not a fan of it. I'm sorry we can't do that anymore. The pew-pew-pews. We're shut down. Any Florence Pugh thing, we can't do it.
I think that's why it made me crack up, because I love it when you guys do it.
Oh, okay.
She hates it. Oh,
it's just distracting.
I'm so sorry, Jill, but I love it.
It's okay. You are entitled to love it.
I don't know. The people are speaking here, you know? Thanks, Mace. Appreciate that. Good morning, MyFM. Hello.
Brian, I can hear you outside the door.
No, Brian's not outside. Brian's right here. Brian is literally right here. Brian,
I hear you.
Say hi to everybody, Brian. Brian?
Brian's off the phone.
Run through the door and say hello. I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting
my favorite tunes. I only got one thing. What are you talking about? I'm right here.
It's been right here the entire time. That door just closed on its own. The texts are coming in. A lot of people get into work right now. Maybe you didn't hear this, but in the past, we've been pew, 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 pew. Boys do that. It's a sound of like you're pretending to shoot or something. It's like a gamer's thing, too. Pew, pew,
and
pew.
I understand how that can be fun.
Right. Yes. And so then you're reading a story about Florence Pugh.
Right, which is spelled P-U-G-H. So
it sounds like...
All I was saying was that when I'm doing the story as part of headlines,
right,
it's just a little distracting for me.
Absolutely.
To be telling a story and then you guys are doing the pew-pews in the background.
That's right.
If you guys want to pew-pew on your own time or
it's not fun.
We're not doing a story.
It's still fun.
But it's not the same. This the your pew story. Anytime you talk about Florence Pugh, Florence Pugh called in and said she loves it. Anytime you talk about Florence Pugh, that's a call to arms. So that's like, that's what we're hearing. It's called arms, like to attend, you know, like pew, 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 pew.
And we're getting so many texts of people saying like, let the boys do the pews. Right. And it's a simple form of joy for them. And that's fine.
We're very simple people, Jill. Very simple people.
But please, just all I'm asking is you just do it outside of headlines.
Jill's a kindergarten teacher. Yeah, we can't do it outside of headlines because then it's not in response. It's not a call and response. To us, when you do the pew story, it's like a duck call. And we have to respond to it with the pew.
Okay, how about this then? We'll do a little compromise.
Oh, I
love this.
We'll do a compromise. Right. If I'm doing a story about Florence Pugh, and I'll say like, okay, you know, Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh, you guys get two pews.
Okay.
Just that's pew, fair. Pew. What if that's it.
3 seconds bad. Of pew and
no,
as many pews as we can fit into that 3 seconds.
You jam the pews in there?
Yeah.
No.
So this is a cue to pew?
Two pews.
So stand by for your cue to two pew. I don't know if two's enough. Like, can we try it? See how it feels?
Okay.
Is Samara on hold? Wait for like 15 minutes to talk to us. I'm sorry.
So let's say headlines, entertainment headlines.
Okay, you say
started,
Florence Pugh.
And I say Academy Award nominees Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh.
Pew, pew,
are going to be starring.
You did three and it felt good.
No, I only did two.
You did two?
I just waited for you guys to pew so
my
we could space
dude,
out the
pews. That's so smart.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay, cool. So we do it like, you know.
You start with you.
No,
because we're only doing pew pews.
In unison.
All right, so
in unison.
She says Florence Pugh. That didn't come up in the deal.
Oh,
you say
God.
Florence Pugh.
So I got to wait for you guys to all do it
it's
one
gonna go
by
fast.
One?
It's going to really fast. Be like a gorgeous harmonic
it
event.
It just sounds like more pews if we spread them out just so slightly.
No one else is doing this in Los Angeles radio.
No,
this is
going to
make us number one. Okay, so you say Florence Pugh.
Academy Award nominee Florence Pugh.
Pew,
pew,
pew, pew, pew. Pew.
We're going to work on that, but you see what we're trying
hurts.
To do?
This is very generous of you to give us this.
This
appreciate
is tough.
It.
This
two
is
pews.
Hard.
Two pews.
Thank
All right,
you.
There it is. Whew. Thank you for that. Samara, we're going to get to you in a second.
Los Angeles.
104.3 MyFam. It is Valentine in the morning. We got a bit out of control today with the pew-pew-pews. I told Samara we'd call her back and get her on the air because she was on hold for a few minutes, and I thought that was kind of rude of us to have her on hold that long. I'm not blaming anybody.
But it was my fault!
No, I was going to say, who did the story of Florence?
Oh,
No. It's our fault. The boys got out of control. Samara, listen, I know we're talking about the imagination ship. That's a term that John Camucci gave us the other day. It's when you think you're in imagination or you think you're in a relationship, but you're not. You imagine it. Jill talked about being in an imagination ship with a pilot.
Yeah, we just matched on a dating app and we never even met, never even went on a date, but I was already planning the trips we were going to take because he was a pilot.
So what was your story? Go ahead.
Well, he was my boss. He was on the East Coast and I was on the West Coast, but we did a lot of video conferencing for him to manage me. But yeah.
Oh my gosh, hold on. The way you said that is leading me down a path already. Did a lot of video conferencing so he could manage me. Is that like a 50 Shades code word? being managed.
I'm sure it was used right? at some point.
Okay, so he's managing you.
Yeah, he was my manager. I reported him. He was my boss. And he would come and visit, you know, periodically. We would go to breakfast or lunch, just, you know, normal work stuff. But I just really started falling for him and just thought he was amazing and started kind of imagining this whole play out. And then he ended up leaving, and then it was kind of like, well, you know, I really enjoyed our time together. Do you still want to, you know, get together next time I come out there? And
do you still want to manage me?
Yeah. So then it blossomed into this beautiful romance, and we had kind of a bi-coastal thing for a while. Yeah.
So something did happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I love a bi-coastal situation.
You imagined your own reality and then made it happen.
I did. That was the whole thing. I think I manifested it. Amazing.
That's great.
Where are you at right now?
So after it was probably like 8 months to a year, it was kind of like, well, are you considering moving here? Should I move there? Whatever. And I really didn't want to, I was in San Francisco. I really didn't want to leave. He was in New York. He really didn't want to leave. And it was a lot to keep up. So we kind of ended it. It was a while ago. Then I met my husband. We've been married for 20 years. So.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this
great.
Is a long
good.
Time ago.
Good.
Oh.
It was a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it totally played into your guys' story. I was this one fits.
Oh, wow.
Do you ever just see what he's up to?
I do. I have him on Facebook. It was for a tech company in San Francisco that we worked for, and he retired, and he's basically just like an artist now. So I see his art. He did get married as well. So we both have our happy lives.
Yeah, it was a nice story, and then the chapter's closed.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, listen, all deference to your marriage and everything, I'm hearing just a little something in your voice, a little memory that means a lot to you, that maybe means more to you than you're willing to admit.
Oh. Okay. Well, we'll see. I don't know.
We'll see. There's no we'll see. You're married 20 years.
Yeah.
Samara, yeah. I've got your husband on line 4. He wants to send you some flowers.
Right. Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy. 3 things you need to know right now.
Okay, across California, at least 90 flood watches and warnings are in effect. And in northern and central California, over 300,000 people are without power. Here in Southern California, flood watch is in effect for many areas. Yesterday, rainfall records are broken in areas like Santa Barbara, Camarillo, Oxnard, downtown LA. More records are possible today due to overnight rain that caused flooding on several roads, stranded some drivers in rising water. A lot of people leaky roofs. My friend Julie just talked to her. Her roof is leaking too. Mine is leaking. There's flooding over by me as well. As water intrusion, and I do not like intruding water, by the way. Some of this stuff not covered under your homeowner's insurance probably, but you should check. And this is such catastrophic weather with wind-driven rain and everything else. It may be covered under your homeowner's, so keep that in mind. It's not just natural, water coming in because it rained a little bit. No, this is really, really heavy stuff. So I think insurance companies should help people out if they need that help. The Orange County Board of Supervisors just voted to approve a proposal that will ban TikTok from all the county's government-issued devices and equipment. The measures intended to ensure the safety and security of county data and information from potential hacking by the Communist government of China, according to an official release. I'm reading their release. This will prohibit downloading, viewing, or using TikTok on any county device or equipment unless it's necessary for law enforcement purposes. Orange County Board of Supervisors have also said, stop dancing! What do you think? You have TikTok? We all have TikTok.
I do.
You don't care if China has your information?
I see. I don't think about it, which is so wrong.
Right.
But I think in my mind, I'm like, oh, okay, what are they going to see? Me dancing? Me singing along? Like, like my contacts? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Did I tell you the story about the algorithm that they figured out?
No.
So like kids have like TikTok and stuff in China as well. But the algorithm rewards you for certain things. Over there, the kids are rewarded for science projects, math achievements, and stuff like that. Over here, the algorithm rewards us for dancing.
If that's
in bathrobes.
What you're interested in, though. If you're not interested in the dancing and you only like the science stuff and when you're learning things, then that's what the algorithm's going
to
show you.
Yeah, but I think what I'm trying to say is like over there, they increase it even more so. Like kids who have that will get more likes, get more famous and stuff like that.
Mm.
Whereas over here, the algorithm really rewards the people who do the crazy, goofy dances.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
So the question is, are they trying to keep us dumb? or will we have the last dance?
Ha-ha! Pew-pew!
John, can we get sports?
So we've talked about the sport that was recently brought to television, power slapping, where people literally just take turns slapping each
other. There's the answer. We are dumb. they're not trying to. We are.
Well, concussion experts have finally weighed in on the sport, and they say, quote, "It's one of the stupidest things you can do." Now, they do say it's technically safer than boxing or mixed martial arts, but at least with those sports, you're trying to avoid getting hit, and there's an art to it. But power slapping just takes out all the interesting stuff to watch and just is doing the brain damage part.
You know what's great, too? You ever watch Tag?
Oh, Tag's great.
Tag's great, too.
I love Tag.
We are really just a wonderful society here in America. It's a whole thing of just Tag. I watched the Cornhole Championships on ESPN recently.
Those are legit. Right. Those are cool.
What is wrong with us? That's what got you. That's what got you. Right, I know. So full disclosure, I've been dealing with a leaky roof and a flooding backyard. And a lot of people have. My friend Julie Martz used to get a leaking roof too. You might have a tarp on your roof. And I guarantee you, drive down the street, within 5 minutes, you're seeing a blue tarp on somebody's roof.
Yeah.
This rain is oppressive. It is crazy. They're saying it's more than when we had that El Nino event years and years ago. They're saying we're getting more rain than we got with that. And that was just a nightmare of water.
Right.
Right. And Tommy told
Tommy
me.
Tommy from next door.
Tommy told me it's worse than El Nino.
Full disclosure, our news reports come from Tommy next door.
But the guy knows stuff, right? He worked in the industry for a long time. He made a movie with Tom Cruise.
Is that true?
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Oh. He was the head of networks and everything. My next door neighbor. So anyway, it's just crazy, crazy rain. So we're stuck in a rental house right now, which, thank God, it doesn't leak. It's fine. Because we had a pipe burst at our house, and then a bunch of other stuff happened, the leaky roof. So some stuff covered under insurance, and they're trying to fix that stuff up. So thank God, you know, that kind of worked out, and things will be all right in the end. But you can't fix a roof until it stops raining. So everything's tarped, and there's blue tarps everywhere and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was over at that house last night to make sure sump pumps run right and everything. It's just a whole big thing, and I had to spend the night there. I spent the night in the backyard with sump pumps, just standing next to him with a flashlight.
You didn't sleep.
No, I didn't sleep at all last night. Not a single wink.
Between That's wild.
Putting pans beneath drips and towels and all this stuff coming through the roof and all those things.
Like, honestly, all joking aside, watching the video.
You felt bad for me.
I felt very bad.
Yeah, I know. I could tell. I appreciate that. So it was probably like, I don't know, like 6 o'clock last night. And I got this text from my wife. And she goes, "Hey, Colin wants turkey spaghetti. Can you go to the store for me and pick up some stuff?" Yeah, I'm over here like trying to stop Noah's Ark from sinking. But let me just run to the store and then I'll just bring it over to the house.
And being the good husband and father that you are, you did.
And she goes, "Oh yeah, and lactate too." So I run to the store, I get that, I drop it off at the house. I go in, drop it off, say hi to my son, hi to my wife, then back out the door where they enjoyed a nice turkey spaghetti dinner.
Oh, you didn't even get any spaghetti?
No.
Oh, I thought maybe you would eat with them.
No, I didn't even eat with them.
Oh,
it was crazy.
It.
Absolutely crazy. It was just crazy, crazy stuff. So back in that house, I go. And then I texted her this morning. I was like, "Oh my God, it was a nightmare." She goes, I know. I couldn't sleep a wink last night. I was praying for the entire time.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, that's very nice. Oh.
She didn't say, oh.
Was anybody buying that though?
I bet she did sleep. Yeah, she probably slept.
But she was definitely worried about you.
Well, as it starts off, she goes, "Yes, that was horrible rain. I'm starting to get worried about this house."
Oh, dear God.
The rental, the nice rental that we're staying at. Not the one I was trying to keep afloat. But she'd say, "I'm glad you're okay. I stayed up praying." And then I had to take the dogs out to go to the bathroom.
See, everyone's got their own thing.
Yeah. She had to take dogs out in the rain to go to the bathroom. It's crazy times. Is your house still standing?
My house is still standing.
Because you had a flood issue at your place, but you got sandbags everywhere?
I did, and I made this little river for myself that would keep the water out of my garage, but there was so much rain last night. When I walked out this morning, it was flooded.
The garage?
The garage, yeah.
But you'd moved a lot of valuables, it's just on the cement and stuff?
It's on the cement. It's getting into boxes now. I didn't have time to move them when I was leaving, so it's fine. I mean, there's nothing really important in those boxes.
Okay. Yeah. Did it get into the drywall at all, or it's got like that cement that protects the drywall?
That I have no idea.
You have to dry out the drywall if it gets in there.
Oh.
I'm a mitigation expert. Yeah. I can tell you all about it. Your place is doing great.
Totally fine. I have no problems. I'm sorry.
That's good.
No, I'm happy.
To throw that in your face.
No, I'm happy for a friend that's doing okay. John Camucci, you guys have a leak at your place?
Yeah, a small drip leak, but nothing crazy.
How the birds doing? They get out?
That's a good question. I don't know.
John wakes up and finds two birds just roaming around the frat house.
Left them in there. It's been cold outside.
Yeah.
Well, guys need a place to stay.
Laura, how's your place? Are you okay at your place?
Just living my best life.
Yeah, she's from Australia. She wouldn't even know. They're tough. You know? I saw like a video of the Australian Outback last night when I was just sitting there watching the rain. I was scrolling through my phone, doom scrolling. And this guy opened his toilet. Like 50 frogs were living inside the toilet. That happens in Australia?
Very common. 104.3
My FM. Entertainment headlines.
I'll tag you.
No, please don't.
I will.
When it was first announced, the new Wicked movie with Cynthia Erivo, it was Elphaba, and Ariana Grande as Glinda, the original release date was Christmas of 2024. But yesterday they announced part one is going to be in theaters November 27th of 2024. So a month ahead of schedule. And John M. Chu, the director of the film, said, "We are deep into production on Wicked. And every day we get more and more excited to share with you the mischief we've been up to. So we've decided to get it to you a little earlier than planned, a little Thanksgiving treat." And Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson are friends and former co-stars. They last starred together in the first season of True Detective on HBO. Now they are getting together for an unscripted show for Apple TV+. It's going to be a half-hour comedy series, and Woody Harrelson is going to move into Matthew McConaughey's Texas ranch, and all their families are going to attempt to live together, and it's all going to be filmed. And according to the press release, it says it's a heartfelt, odd couple love story revolving around Woody and Matt's strange and beautiful bond. I'm Jill with your entertainment headlines.
Can I show you, like, real quick from afar?
Oh, gosh.
Because I know you hate frogs.
I'm afraid of frogs.
I know.
I know it's weird, so but amazing. I don't like frogs at all.
This is just so good. It's just shocking about Australia.
Is this going to... what are you going to show? Is this really the frog stuff?
No, it's not bad. I just want to get your
reaction. I don't know.
No, here we go. Ready? Watch this.
Yep. Oh, no.
That's a lot of frogs.
No.
That's more than I thought it would be.
I have full body chills.
Isn't that crazy?
I would move.
Yeah.
That is so scary. That's so terrifying.
There's 50 little green frogs in there.
They're probably like the acoustics of the toilet bowl. Is it worth it? It's like all, you know, like when you sing in the bathroom, it sounds way better. That's probably what they're thinking with the toilet. Great acoustics for the rivets in there.
He might not be wrong, you know? I mean, it's in the round.
Yeah.
It's like a theater in the round.
Robert.
And if we shadows have offended, think but this and all is mended. Yeah, you're doing like Shakespeare in the round. That's great. All right, Brian, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Laura, thank you for your show. Jill, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
John, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Michael Pullman in New York City, thank you for your show. And Nancy Rodriguez, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
And hey, thanks for all you're doing, because I know staying abreast of all this traffic has been crazy. I know you've been doing extra hours and everything, so thank you for all the hard work you're putting in.